Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I want to talk to you about, it's not something that is out of character for being discussed on the show. I want to talk about a double up. A certain type of food has popped up with twice kind of what you normally would expecting.
Oh.
You, a couple of weeks ago, you had famously a couple of double yolkers in your eggs.
Yes. Yeah, I do love it.
Was it two double yolkers?
It was two eggs and both of them were double yolkers. And it was just
a quaddy.
One after the other. And it was such a good day.
Whoa. I was very worried.
Did you think I was going to swear just
then? Well, you went and then changed words. So can you blame me? I was hovering over the magical dump button. You just go, oh, me, that was incredible, wasn't it?
I was going to say, wah. But I realise you're panic now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. You saw the whites of my eyes. Over in the UK, a woman has unpeeled what she has described to be a blessing, a double banana.
Double banana.
I've never heard of a double banana.
You wouldn't read about it.
Well, I am.
You would.
I am reading about it. That's how I found
double
it.
Double banana.
So she spotted her husband did the grocery shopping. Just like, you know how you pick up a massive bunch of bananas? So that's what he did. It wasn't like he saw something and thought, I'm taking this home. Just brought back a big bunch of bananas. She went to the fruit bowl. She's like, what have we got here, have we? And she peeled it. It was in the UK, remember? That's how she sounds like
I'm with you.
And, she peeled it and she says, I am feeling truly blessed after finding a twin banana, which is pretty crazy.
I was feeling truly blessed after getting two double yolkers, but a double banana, that's next level.
Because the only photo I've seen is her, she's unpeeled it.
Yeah.
And it's like halfway down, like how a monkey would. And...
traditionally,
can you see what I'm...
Yeah, the peel's hanging.
Yeah, the peel's hanging, and she's wrapped.
Yeah.
But I can't, because her hand is covering the remaining...
Oh, you can't tell
bottom.
If she's holding two bananas together.
Well, no, I don't, because it doesn't look like it, because the skin drooping down over her hand, it does look connected. But I'm so curious to see what that bottom end looks like, but her hands are blocking it. I've never heard of a double banana before, if you've ever had one? 5223295.
Which end do you open the banana? Do you open it from like the top?
Well, where the its hat is. Its little hat, and you pull its hat off.
Yeah, but apparently the monkeys, they open it from the other end. Well, you like pinch it and you're supposed to peel it like that because then you have the hat as a handle.
Right. Well, I can drive a car. Okay. So get stuffed, you dumb monkey. I can do my own taxes.
I hadn't considered that.
Yeah, you're sitting there eating a banana like you think you're king nothing. I don't know. Adam in Herne Hill, have you had a double banana before?
I've had heaps of double bananas.
You're kidding, Adam.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean? Why are you telling everyone about this?
I actually grew up in China and Singapore and Hong Kong as a kid, and it was not uncommon at all over there to get a double banana.
Wow. What does it look like? Can you do your best to describe it over the phone?
It looks like, I don't know, well, two bananas in the one peel, I guess.
That's what I assumed it would look like.
I'm seeing it so clear.
Yeah.
Adam, which way do you open your banana? Just out of curiosity.
Is there more than one way to open one? I'm not sure.
Do you like grab the rippy bit or do you open it from the top like the educated monkey scholars?
you hold the bottom and peel it from the top down.
Yeah, so but when you're peeling it from the, like when you're referring the bottom, that is the bit with not the hat at the top, right?
Correct.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
So the part that it grows from, that's the handle that you peel from.
Yes,
surely.
Thank you, that's a better way to describe it.
That's not how the monkeys do it, Adam.
I'm not a monkey then, I guess.
Get wrecked, Jess. Monkey zero, humans two so far, Adam. Absolutely incredible. Thank you very much. Oh, I knew you'd side with the monkeys. It's classic you.
This is Tim and Jess.
I ruined a food for not just myself, but my wife.
Oh, no.
Recently. If anything, I think I was more affected by this. Mm. And tried something new. I love in the kitchen, like trying to make a meal that from like a complete different culture, different wheelhouse from where I normally sit.
It's do you sometimes play like your own version of Ready, Steady, Cook where you go, here's the ingredients we've got. What can we make?
Yeah, it's called Cost of Living. Yeah. It's a great television show. For the first time ever, I've eaten this food when it's been cooked for me. Like I've ordered it every now and then at restaurants.
Yeah.
But it's like very much like a, oh, I'm not racing towards it. There's other seafood that I like.
Ah, okay.
But a friend of mine had an excess amount of prawns.
Nice.
And he was
probably
like,
one of the easier seafoods to cook. Yeah.
And he was like, hey, I ordered half a kilo of prawns. I've accidentally given us 2.5. Can I give? Do you want?
Fantastic.
Do you want some? And I was like, yeah. Look, we'll try and cook like a prawn, like a butter garlic prawny kind of thing with rice. And I was like, great. And he was like, oh, by the way, they're raw. So like you're gonna
have
to.
Have you never cooked raw prawns before?
Well, it's not that I've never cooked it. I've never cooked prawns.
Oh.
But I've never had to
deshell them,
rip the face off multiple animals.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I think.
The way you just described that so graphically.
But that's because that's how
and they
I
have all
feeling.
The little like strings on their faces. Yep.
So
yeah.
I've watched a YouTube video and it's like, all right, well, there's a simple way to get all the stuff you need out is a butterfly prawn. So I'm doing that.
Did you take the poo out of all of them?
Yes, it's the vein.
Yeah.
Where
the poop.
Yeah. Okay.
You got to remove the poop.
Do you have a quota with some business of the amount of times you say anything about poo on this show at the moment? You got to be honest, 2025.
It's true. It's been the year of poo for Tim and Jess.
Not Tim and Jess. Just Jess. But yeah, so I think I spent an hour.
Yeah, you would.
Cleaning, like getting everything just face after face after face after face. These eyes looking at me and doing the skin, cutting it so I could get the vein full of miscellaneous things. Yeah. And so finally do all that. We cook the meal, sit down. I have about 2 or 3 and I'm like, this is really delicious. I don't think I can eat any of it.
Oh, what do you mean?
Too many faces being ripped off. I ruined it for myself because I had to.
No.
And I know that people might be listening thinking, that's soft.
Yeah.
Well, call me a teddy bear. put me in a blankie. Give me a bottle of water. I'm going nigh-nigh. I'm as soft as margarine.
Yeah.
Nah, not for me. Ruined it.
Oh, no.
I think it might have ruined it. I won't be able to order that.
Really?
For a long time.
Is it the smell? Or
it smells fine.
It was the faces.
The faces being ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
And I know that there's not many foods where you do need
some people like, you know, you can squish the goo out of the head onto the prawn and it's like extra yummy.
Oh, yeah, that's
like
why if
you cook it with the head on and then you rip it off.
But one of the videos was like, oh, don't throw away their faces and all this stuff.
Yeah,
because
they're
use it
delicious.
As a stock.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to, the 300 faces of all the prawns past going, please, no. I had a family. I was ripped out of the ocean. I was just trying my best swimming on by and a man in a net came and got me. And it's ruined prawns.
Num, num, num.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, like, and then my wife was fine. And then she could see me having a moment.
Oh.
She's like, well, now I'm also having that. I was like, I didn't mean to do this for both of us, but here we are. What I wanted to do, open the phones, 52232955. What food was ruined for you? Maybe it was like you got food poisoning. Maybe it was something that wasn't cooked properly.
I watched a video of someone describing the smell of Parmesan cheese as vomit, and now I can't eat Parmesan cheese.
How dare they do that to
you? Yeah, because now I smell Parmesan cheese, and all I can think about is vomit.
It does not smell like it, though.
Oh, have a sniff.
Trust me. You'd be surprised how much Parmesan I'm
eating. Next time you have a sniff, you'll be like, well, is it cheese or is it vomit?
Well, then why are you ruining it for potentially thousands of people right there? Do you think before
if
you speak?
I can't have nice things, neither can anyone else.
52232955. What food was ruined for you? Give us a call. Leon in Drysdale, what food's been ruined for you?
It was actually a steak. I was looking forward to a lovely steak. I was out in the Western District bar out towards Mount Gambier Way. I won't say the town because he might be listening. anyway, I went in there and I said, can I have a blue steak? And he goes, a what? I said, a blue steak. And I said, a blue steak is, you know, you bring it out and you just give it a little one side, two side, that's it. Beautiful. Thank you very much. I like it really blue. But the temperature of the steak was about 2 degrees on the inside.
Oh, no.
So he basically just took it out of the fridge and went, see you later. He didn't warm it up.
Which is kind of what you asked for, though, Leon, isn't it?
I did, yes. So I ate the whole lot, and I thanked him for it. And never again.
Oh, yeah. No. That's yeah, fair. Look, usually you even if you want it blue, it's still at least like it's 1 to 2 minutes hot, yeah. on each side. Like, it's still supposed to be hot.
No, this... Yeah, no. It was not even lukewarm. Oh. It was luke cold.
God, Liam, you just ate a raw piece of beef.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. All right, well, now I'm pretty questioning was, every steak dinner.
I ate it and I didn't die, so that was okay.
Well, good to hear, Leon.
You're a brave man. Good to hear.
As I said, I got what I asked for.
Yeah. Had a feel when you called through, I had a feeling you were alive, Leon, so yeah. I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
I found myself quite... proud and disappointed in my son the other day.
Oh, proud and disappointed.
Yeah, it was a weird thing because initially it was not disappointment. It was a bit of like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But then upon reflection, I was like, actually, you've got my back. And he's only 18 months old. So to know that my son has already started developing feelings where he's like, no, I look out for dad.
Yep.
I'm getting around it.
Okay.
On the weekend, I was at the park. You know, I've been talking about my my park tour of Geelong Surf Coast and the Ballarine. If you've got a park, I'll come.
What's your favourite? What's your go-to park at the moment?
Pencil Park in Mount Dunedin.
Nice.
They've got giant pencils that are...
Wow.
Like, that's why I think they...
That's why they named it Pencil Park. Yeah, nice.
But was just me and my son. Wife was away interstate for the week. Oh,
just the lads.
Just the boys were out to play. And, you know, we're on the swings. We're climbing mountains. We're running through bark. We're in the sand pit. Just dad, just my son, we're having a ball. We got there quite early, and over the time, more people and their kids start coming to the park. There is a woman, she'd probably be around my age, so like maybe early 30s.
Yeah.
And she's got she comes there and she's got a daughter who is, she looks like she's like 3 or 4. Like
right.
Older, more coordinated, says heaps of words. It's like, I'm no expert, but she seems older than my son.
Sure.
And they're kind of playing and doing all these kind of things. And my son, the mother of this other kid, is sitting on a park bench by herself. And my son, he walks over, he jumps up, sits kind of not next to her, but kind of in the middle of the park bench. And he goes, hi. He's talking to this
okay.
This
he
lady.
Does like talking to other kids. Yeah. Yeah.
And well, this is the parent though. So he's talking to the parent and he's saying hi and he's saying all his favorite words. He's like, turtle, you know. EIO, because he wants her to sing Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Of course.
And she's like, oh, yeah, how are you? How are you? And then he looks at me and he goes, dad. And then he pats the bench seat in between him and this other mum.
What a little smooth operator.
Little player. And it looks like I've sent him over there.
This is your usual routine?
Yeah, to be like, I use my son to go up and talk to women in bars. And
oh, I couldn't possibly.
I was like, oh, no, mate. Like, I don't know if mum will be happy. If cause like
my wife would be happy.
Well, like the gap that he was asking me to sit in between, I would have been leg to leg with this stranger.
Just sitting on the stranger's lap.
Sitting on her lap. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, no, it's all right. I don't think mum would be happy with that kind of joking about the situation with the mum. And then she was like, yeah, I think my husband also probably wouldn't be too rapt about this.
Oh, now she thinks you are hitting
on
her.
And I'm like, no. And then I'm like, I don't need to defend myself to this complete stranger. I don't need to. I was about to bring up my wife's interstate and, you know, he's been sleeping bad, so we're at the park early.
So if you'll just give me your number, we can leave.
Maybe we can fix this over a dinner or something along those lines. The kids seem to be hitting it off. But because initially I was like, what are you doing? Like, this looks suspicious. But then I was like, well, if my wife ever leaves me, I know that he's got dad's
You've got
best,
plan B.
Dad's best interests Good at Lord. Heart. So it was kind of like, all right, don't do that yet.
It's good to know you've got a backup plan.
It's not a backup plan. Well, it literally is, but it's his. That's why it's okay.
This is Tim and Jess.
I want to talk about how often we're all washing our clothes. Overseas, the French government has copped a bit of backlash because they told the country that they wash their clothes too often.
Can you please say it in French?
You stink.
Oui.
No.
Thank you.
You. You didn't need to say that. Because you know I'm always going to do it.
I know.
No, but in their language, they tell people that they wash their clothes too often, and it's fine to wear gym clothes 3 times before throwing them in the wash. Now, you're a gym girly at the moment. I know you go mostly for pizza and massage chairs. But, Jess, how often are you
like? I don't even, like, even the clothes I'm wearing today to work, that this is a one and done. I'm not sticking this back in my cupboard. 100%. No, thank you.
And so, and you're not even exercising in that.
No. I am sweating heavily. Always.
Thank you for clearing that up. I was a bit worried we wouldn't know.
If you ever watch any of our videos on at K-Rock Geelong on our socials, you is Jess a bit greasy today? Yes,
the wet
always.
Ham underneath there.
Yep.
All right. Can we move on?
Wet. Sweaty.
Can you, you know you're being, you've been away for a couple of days and I think you forgot about the codes and practices of Australian broadcast law. So I'm going to need you to calm down.
It's not against the law to talk about how sweaty I am. Yeah, it's a very big problem for a lot of people,
Tim. Would you talk about it at a dinner party?
Yes.
That's why you don't get invited. Can we get back on track?
Yes.
Are you washing your gym gear after
every use? All right. 100%.
Even your leggings?
Especially my leggings.
Oh, right. I guess, yeah. Yeah.
The sweat.
What about if you were to wear loose gym pants?
Nah,
or
I'm
shorts?
Still. Like, I'm usually, my usual gym outfit is a pair of bike shorts. Or leggings and a crop top, and I throw a big baggy t-shirt over all that.
Right.
And I am washing all three of those items.
Right. So even a loose short or pant you would wash. See, I would wash everything but the short.
Really?
The short's not copping anything.
Yeah. See, my husband does the same thing. Like, our washing every week is usually just all of my clothes and then like a couple of shirts of
his. Yeah, like I'm wearing like exercise shorts today. I've washed them twice this year.
I can smell it.
All right.
Pooey.
The tables have turned. You're the one saying pooey, not me.
Really? It's what? February?
The 7th. It's early Feb.
And you have not, you've watched it twice.
Yeah. I haven't worn them every day, but most days I wear them. But again, I'm not out there, you know, thirst trapping at the gym, doing delta squats and hybrid lifts and all these things.
It is so obvious.
Box
you've
trots,
never been to
you know,
gym.
All these. I wanted to open the phones.
Yeah.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Should you wash clothes after you wear them once? So that's the rule. Whether it's gym clothes
maybe
or any
I'm
clothes.
Washing my clothes too often.
Because I have weird rules. So t-shirts that I wear to like work or out for the day, I'll wear them once and they will go in the laundry basket. T-shirts that I wear like around home or like just in the morning before I shower and get into my normal clothes, I will let that ride for a couple of days because I'm like, that's just like my...
So where do you put? Do you throw them on a chair in the corner or something?
No, I put them under my pillow.
Oh, okay.
And I just go, that's where you...
Nice and musty.
And
excellent.
And I pat it and I say, see you tomorrow. Good boy. Good boy. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Let's get some people in on this. Do you wash your clothes after you wear them once? It's Lloyd from Armstrong Creek. What do you think?
Well, I'm a once-a-week eventist.
Once a week?
Yeah, so work clothes Monday to Friday. I'm wearing them all the time. I'm in a dirty industry. There's no point in me changing fresh clothes every single day when they're just going to get dirty again.
Lloyd,
of course, obviously,
that.
And look, I play, and same thing with my, I play basketball on Tuesday nights as well, and they're once a week as well because I only play once a week.
Lloyd, how much Lynx Africa are you going through during the week to make sure that your clothes don't stink?
Next question.
If you just see a house in Armstrong Creek with a giant pile of tin cans, Lloyd's house. Lloyd, do you ever get to the point where you're like, it's Thursday, I stink, but tomorrow's Friday, so we're almost there. I'll just keep pushing on.
Well, I mean, again, just load up with Lynx Africa, as Jeff said. I've got plenty of it at home, so I'll just keep loading it on.
All right,
it can't be through till Friday. It's all good.
I was going to say...
smell it from here, Lloyd.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'll see you around, but we'll smell you around. So thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.